I want to thank the Lord for being here tonight. Amen. We desire your prayers. You might, we have a real burden upon our hearts. I thought about that song that we sang, Church of God. You know, this is a pure church. It says without, there's no spot in it. It's pure. It's holy. It's righteous. It's godly. And it was purchased by Jesus, the Savior of the world. I want to thank the Lord for how the Lord has helped us. You know, He has been our helper. He has been our keeper. He's been everything to me. I was willing to humble myself, not bragging, because I recognized that I couldn't do anything myself unless the Lord helped me. And you know, that's the way it is with every one of us. It takes the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to direct our path. And it is pure. We must be pure. You know, this has been my real, this has been my burden. I want to start at Acts, the second chapter of Acts. And I want to start reading at the 38th verse. Now here was Peter that was telling these people. It says, Then Peter said unto them, repent. You know, all the scripture says, all have sinned. Every one of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it said here, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want to turn to the third chapter of Acts. And we want to read the 19th verse. It said here, it says, repent. And ye therefore, and be converted. You know, converted is to be changed. Our life has to be changed. And I thought about it, says converted, that your sins, all of our sins that we committed, your sins may be blotted out. It says blotted out. You know, I thought about, when you write on this board, well, when you take an eraser, it wipes it off. See, it wipes it off. Nothing there. See, nothing there. So it wipes off. It said here, your sins will be blotted out. when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. You know, I appreciate the Lord today. I appreciate how the Lord He looked for me, and He finally found me. And when I recognized that I needed help in my soul, I humbled myself and called upon God. Amen. You know, that's a wonderful thing. Yes. You know, if we call upon God and we get saved, and that's not the end of it. See, a lot of people today, they think, well, if I get saved, why, I'm all right. No. It's wonderful to get saved, but another scripture says, go on to perfection. Or in other words, go on to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That is the only way. And we need to be, you know, a lot of people, seem like this thing's in the way. But a lot of people, they think, well, that's all I have to do is get saved. We need another step. We really need another step. I want to turn to Acts the 19th chapter. Lord, help us today. We've got a burden. You know, salvation is deliverance from sin. Amen. Salvation. Amen. Salvation will clean you up. It'll really clean you up and make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. It says all things, our old life, our old sinful life. Brother, what we have committed is done away with when we call upon God and get saved. The Lord will blot out all of that. But then, there is that carnal nature. See, that carnal nature is going to destroy our lives if we don't get rid of it. That's right. And I thought about how that, you know, when we are saved, we're not boasting or anything, but when we're saved and we're sanctified, brother, we are holy and we are pure and we are righteous. Is that right? And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us out. And the Lord is able to bless us and give us a new heart and a new life. And a new experience. And then we need to go on to perfection. In other words, go on and receive the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thought about this, and I believe this. If we have got any sin or any thing that's in our life that is not right with God, the Holy Spirit will not come in.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit comes in to a clean,
Amen.
A clean vessel. Lord help us today. We must be clean. We must be pure. We must be holy. We must be righteous. But I thought about, I want to turn to the 19th chapter of Acts. And I want to read a few thoughts here. Now, these people here were saved. See, they were saved. It says, "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples." Now, disciples is saved people. "He said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe?" In other words, believe on the Lord. That's what this means, that we believe on the Lord. It says, "Since ye believe, have ye received the Holy Spirit?" You know, I thought about people today, and I've talked to people, and they say, "Well, I thought that just getting saved is all you need to do." Well, I told them, I said, you know, Peter was writing over there and says, "And then you should receive the Holy Spirit." See? So if we're just saved and we are not sanctified, brother, we need to be sanctified. We need to, that carnal nature purged out of our life, because it's going to hinder you. It's going to hurt you, and it's going to cause you to be lost if we are not clear before God and clean, and the carnal nature out of our life. We're going to be lost. Surely that's a sad thing. And he said, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they said, this is what they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." You know, the enemy will tell you that. He will tell you, he said, "Well, you're saved, and that's all you have to do is just repent and call on the Lord, and you're all right, you're clear." That's the enemy. But Paul said here, "Have you received it?" They said they didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. Do we really know about the Holy Ghost? Lord, help us today. And, you know, I thought about how the Bible says, I think that's the 12th, is that 12th chapter of Romans, where it says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. We're alive. See, if we're in sin, well, we're dead. But if we repent and if we call upon God, then we're alive. See? And I thought about how that but there is a carnal nature that's in there that will oppose you in every way that they can to hinder you. And this is why we need to get rid of that carnal nature. Because that carnal nature is going to destroy you. We won't be the blessing. And I thought about the bride. One to say the bride, they are the bride of Christ. In other words, Christ is their head. And I thought about how that Christ is not going to, Christ is not going to take anyone that is not clean. Anyone that's not pure and holy and righteous and godly, he's not going to take that. What Christ wants as a real bride is a holy and sanctified, pure, holy, righteous, godly. That's his bride. Lord, help us today. You know, when I got saved, saying I wasn't sanctified, but when I was saved, I thought I had everything. See, I thought I had everything. See, the enemy is out there to try to deceive you and try to get you all mixed up. So that you won't really receive or present your bodies a living sacrifice. But the Lord started dealing with me. I'm glad he did. And I went to the altar and I prayed, and the old brethren, I miss the old brethren. I tell you, they were precious to me. And the old brethren prayed and asked the Lord to sanctify me. Well, and seemed like somehow I just felt something just come out of me, and another one come into me, and that was a carnal going out, and that was a Holy Ghost coming in. Lord, help us today. And you know, I was always sort of a quiet boy. But I got so happy. The Holy Spirit just gave me something real. And I shouted. And I felt so good. I really did feel good. And you know, the enemy, I thought about, I knew that I got the Holy Spirit. You know, this is something that we need to know within ourselves. Amen. That we are sanctified. Amen. That the Lord has cleared us up from all sin. Yes. All things that's not right with God. Yes. Amen. And we can live holy. You know, we can live righteous. I thought about you're going to have enemies. If you try your best to live holy and righteous and godly. But you know, the Lord just helped me. You know, I appreciate that. The Lord helped me to love everybody. And I've said this before, and you know, when we first got saved, I guess my preaching sort of bothered Brother Carver, but you know what, Brother Carver and I got cleared up. You know, I humbled myself, and he humbled himself. Brother, that's the only way you're going to clear things. And we got everything, and I appreciate Brother Carver. And I believe Brother Carver made it to heaven. I really do believe that. And, you know, I think it was here at Guthrie. I don't know, somebody might correct me, but I believe it was here in Guthrie that Brother Carver went to the altar. I believe it was. Is that right? And you know, that blessed my soul. Not because that he went to the altar, but he was sincere and wanted everything clear. He wanted everything clear. Brother, we're going to have everything clear if we're going to go to heaven. The Lord has been dealing with me, and the Lord has been helping me, and I've been having some aches and pains, but the Lord just come right in and just touched my body. You know, that's a mighty God. But I pray today, I pray the Lord, just like these people here. I feel like that there's some maybe right amongst us that's saying, well, I don't understand Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, and never heard anything about it. Brother, this is one thing that I feel like that we ought to do. We ought to preach more on sanctification. We need to let the people know what is true and what is wrong. And we need to ask the Lord to help us. And I'm going to tell you today, the Holy Spirit, as we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit, He is going to give us power. You know, I thought about over there, isn't it? The first chapter and the 8th verse that said, "You should receive power." It says after. It didn't say before. It said, "You should receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." So we must be saved. And then we can present our lives. I thought about another scripture that says, "Present your lives holy, acceptable unto God." It has to be accepted from God. Our lives supposed to be clear. Supposed to be, you know, He's supposed to accept it. Well, you're accepted. Lord, help us today. And I'm going to say one thing. The Holy Ghost will stand up for the truth. That's right. It'll stand up for the truth. If we know and understand about divine healing, and we go to the doctor, brother, we see. That's right. What's that? Lord, help us today. Brother, this is a pure, holy, righteous church of God. No spot within her. Where's that at? That's in Solomon, wasn't it? The church of God is pure. The church of God is holy. The church of God is righteous.
Thank the Lord.
The church of God is wonderful.
Amen.
Lord, help us today.
Yes.
How do you fix this thing? It's sort of getting in my way. Lord, help us today. Thank you. It said here that we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, "Unto what then were ye baptized?" And they said, "Unto John, baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. See, when we repent, when we get saved, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Jesus Christ. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. I don't mean this jibber-jabber tongue, but it's a new tongue. You know the thing I thought about, you know, I used to like rock and roll music. But you know, when I got saved, I throw that stuff away. Brother, today, oh, Lord, help us today. I love the Lord. This is a pure, holy, righteous way. Brother, you can't get in any other way. You know, I thought about, they said something about, how does I say, climbing up some other way? People, it's climbing up some other way. They're holding up for going to the doctor. Brother, listen. If we're saved and sanctified and present this body to the Lord will take care of this body. Is that right?
Yes.
Lord, help us. This might be pretty strong, but I'm going to tell you. I thought about the straight as a gate, as narrow as the way. And what does it say? A few.
Yes. Few there be that find.
It didn't say nothing about a multitude. It says a few shall find. Lord, help us today. We want to find. We want to go to heaven. We want to hold up the standard. People is going to the doctors. People is taking their children to the doctors. Lord, help us today.
Yeah.
They need help in their soul. You know, we sang that song, Church of God. It's pure and spotless. Lord, help us today. I'm burdened. I'm concerned. I love every soul. I want you to go to heaven. Some people just believe that you don't get all the Holy Spirit. Brother, you get all the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us. I want to turn to the 8th chapter of Acts. Lord, help us today. And the 14th verse. And it said, now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard the Samaritans had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and James, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. This is very, very important. The Holy Spirit is very, very important.
Yes, it is.
It'll give us power over sin. It'll give us power over the flesh. It'll give us power over everything that's unlike God. Lord, help us today. I love this way, Brother Abbott. And I'm not a young man. I might go any time. But I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be pure and holy and righteous and godly. I want God's approval. God's approval, not man. God's approval on our life. Lord, help us today. Oh, may the Lord stir our hearts today. I want to turn to John, St. John, the 14th chapter. And starting at the 15th verse. Oh, may the Lord help us. This is a wonderful way. This is a beautiful way. Oh, I wish I'd have found it when I was just a young boy. But it said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You know, you can keep the commandments when you're saved. You don't have to have the Holy Spirit. That's right. It says, Lord, help us. Keep my commandments. And he said, listen to what Jesus said now. He said, and I will pray the Father. See? I'm going to pray to the Father. And he shall give you another comforter. Yeah. I'm going to pray this way. Jesus, pray. I'm going to pray to the Father. And you give him a comforter that he may abide with you forever. I talked to a man a while back. He said that was a comforter. Well, you look on down here, it's the 26th verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Yeah. The man said, well, that's a Comforter. I said, well, it's the Holy Spirit. He said, no, it's a Comforter. Well, that's what it did say. You see how people today is getting confused? The Comforter is the Holy Ghost. Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, is in Jesus' name, he shall teach you. Now, this is something that we need to recognize. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit because he will teach us the right thing. He will reveal truth to our heart. He will help you to resist the fleshly things that's in the world today. And you know, it's a wonderful thing. He should teach you all things. It didn't say nothing about few things. It says all things. Everything that we need to know, he's going to teach us. In my name to teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. But I want to drop back. I don't know if I've read all of this or not, but it said, even the Spirit of truth, this is the 17th verse, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. You know, when we're not saved, we can't receive the Holy Spirit. We must be saved. We must be right with God. We must have the approval of God on our life. Approval, not man, but approval of God. God's approval. We need God's approval on our life. And it said here, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. Isn't that a comfort to us? I will not leave you comfortless. It says, I will come unto you. Lord, help us today. We need the Holy Spirit because it'll give us power over the flesh, power to love one another, power to love your wife, and not quarrel with them, a power to resist everything that's wrong. And if we have anything against anybody, Brother, the Lord don't look over that. He knows it's there if it's there. But I want to say here tonight that if we get the Holy Spirit, Brother, we're going to be right with God. We're going to be right with God. We're going to have everything clear before God. Everything clear before the Lord. And the Lord's approval will be on your life. But then, He wants you to go on to perfection, or go on and get the Holy Spirit, for He'll give us power over the flesh. He'll give us power over the world. He'll give us power over everything that will try to hinder us. He'll give us that power. You know, I've heard people say, Brother, I just can't do that. And I told him, I said, well, are you willing to submit to the Holy Spirit? Are you willing to humble yourself to the Holy Spirit? That the Holy Spirit would give us guidance? Lord, help us today. Brother, this is a holy way. No unclean thing. Where's that at, Brother Lester? No unclean is going to enter therein. Yeah. May God help us today. We must be holy. We must be righteous. We must be godly. I want to turn to Luke, the 24th chapter of Luke. Lord, help us today. Oh, this is a wonderful way. I appreciate this way. It's a way of salvation. It said here, and behold, I send thee, send the promise of my Father. Now, what is the promise that we receive the Holy Spirit? Father, upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. It says power, not our own power, but the power from above. Look what it says here. Lord, help us today. It says, be endued with power from on high. Lord, help us today. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, Lord, help us today. I'm glad that Jesus died. I'm glad that He brought freedom in our life. I don't love the world. I'm not part of the world. I'm part of the spiritual world. I'm part of the plan of salvation. I pray today, ask the Lord. Lord, give us understanding. Lord, give us wisdom. Brother, we need wisdom. Not wisdom of this old world. But we need wisdom from above. And I thought about, there was a man, I guess he went to college or graduated from college, and he said, I could tell you something. You know what I told him? I said, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear something spiritual, something that God can reveal and open up things to our life. I don't want to hear anything from the natural things of life. I want something from above, something that able to give us the power. Lord, help us today. And brother, I want to say another thing. We can't fellowship everything. We cannot do it. We cannot take in everybody that says that they're saved. Lord, help us. Because it will draw you away from God.
That's right.
You know, we want to help people. And we want to be a light to the people. I feel like that if we're a light to the people, that they can see some understanding in our life. That's why the Lord wants us to be holy and righteous as God. And more godly that we are, the more spiritual we're going to be. So may the Lord help us today that we will search our lives and search our hearts and ask the Lord, Lord, reveal truth to my heart. I'm willing. I am opening my heart to the Holy Spirit. I'm opening my heart to the Holy Spirit. That He will teach me the right way to go. And I pray today that every one of us, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been a church in my heart. And I've been saved a long time. Brother, I want to go to heaven. That's my one desire. I'm willing to forsake everything else, but I want to go to heaven. Yes. Brother Leslie? Yes. I want to see Jesus if it's possible. Amen. That delivered my soul and saved my soul. Yes. And helped me to do right. So I do desire your prayers that I will endure to the end. Amen. That I will preach the truth. Yes. To the end. I heard a brother, I feel like he was a brother. And he told someone, he said, you know, I'm very impressed with Brother Gordon's preaching. I don't want nobody to lift me up because I want to be humble. But let us live like that people can have confidence in our lives. That they will say something good about us and not bad. So you pray for me. But we must be holy and we must have the Holy Spirit ruling. I'm going to say ruling in our lives.